888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Alan Greenberg, who's going to be talking about heavy metal poisoning, and I've read some of the material he sent me about this subject. I think it's a very important subject, and the average American has no idea of what's going on. Dr. Greenberg, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Why don't you tell us just a little bit about how you got involved in this personally? Because obviously you put a great deal of time and effort into studying this issue.
Well, I was rather disillusioned at practicing medicine about 20 years ago. And I was unhappy because a lot of my patients weren't getting better. And, when I went into this whole field of medicine, I went into medicine because I truly wanted to help people get better. And eventually I said a prayer. I asked God to show me what I needed to know to really help my patients. And I started seeing all these articles on heavy metal poisoning. Well, we had very little training in this area, essentially almost none. And so I started reading avidly, and I decided that, well, this may be really important. So I started testing every single patient who came into my office. And I was truly shocked because at least 80% of all my patients had toxic metal poisoning. They had, marked elevation of one or more toxic metals on their hair analysis. And I was amazed. I said, how can this be that this is not taught in medical school? I decided this is something that needs to be addressed. So I referred patients, because I didn't know anything about the topic at that time, I referred them to the big universities that were nearby in order to get treatment. And the patients got sent back because they didn't know how to treat the patients either. So I started trying myself. And first I tried these commercial chemicals that are called chelation agents. And the patients had very bad side effects to them.
So now, were these the intravenous, or were these the rectal suppositories, or the dermal? Which one did you use?
I started with oral chelation. And many of the patients had really severe chemical sensitivity and severe chronic fatigue. And they had very bad reactions to these chemical chelators. So I started researching natural chelators. And I found that the natural chelators were much less toxic to the patients. So that's how I got into this. And it was an amazing journey because so many diseases that were called idiopathic turned out to be actually related to metal poisoning.
Well, of course, when you say it's idiopathic, what you're really saying is, I don't know what it is, but you got it, whatever it is.
That's exactly right. And, for example, I saw lots of people who had high blood pressure and people with degenerative neurological diseases, people with depression and bipolar illness, people with...
Hold that thought. We're going to bring some other stuff. The station's on board here, and of course, if you want to just repeat a little what you said till we bring our other stations back on.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Greenwood was just talking about the heavy metals, and of course he mentioned a list of them, and of course the lead, the arsenic, the mercury, and of course you can get his material, we'll tell you later how to get it, but he says that the antimony, certainly the other heavy metals that we come in contact with, and these are everywhere in our environment. Although aluminum is not a heavy metal, while we come into a great deal of contact with it, and of course the mercury we get through our dental fillings, we get, and that's constantly venting. People don't understand that your dental fillings are constantly venting mercury, and they're not silver fillings. Don't believe what they tell you. They're mercury fillings. And the same thing that's in some of the vaccines, it's in fish. And so you go right ahead there, Doctor. Certainly, I share your concern that we're surrounded by these heavy metals, and it's so easy to get overloaded with them. So what sort of symptoms do they give? Do they give chronic fatigue? What sort of symptoms do people get from them?
Well, you know, they have several very basic toxic effects on people. First of all, they are all mitochondrial poisons. And mitochondria are these organelles in your cells that make energy for the cell. And the toxic metals poison the mitochondria so that instead of producing energy, they start producing free radicals. And these free radicals are very highly reactive substances that actually damage the various components of the cell, and they cause premature aging, and the free radicals cause a tremendous outpouring of what we call inflammatory cytokines, so that people get all kinds of inflammatory disorders involving every tissue in the body, actually. And it's an enormous problem. And it's interesting that in 1974, the World Health Organization issued a report on toxic metals in which they stated that 82% of all degenerative diseases were caused by toxic metals. Now, that's a huge amount. Think of that. 4 out of 5 people with some degenerative disease will have metal poisoning. The interesting thing is that it's not a part of the regular medical curriculum. And in fact, there has been statistics developed which claim that 90% of all undiagnosed illnesses are caused by metal poisoning. The most common one, of course, is mercury. So if you have an undiagnosed illness, chances are 9 out of 10 that you have mercury poisoning or some other toxic metal.
All right, and can you diagnose that fairly readily just by hair analysis? Do you have any other tests that are important, you think?
Well, there are several types of tests that are used. One of the most common is blood tests, and blood tests are not a very good way to do it because the blood is rapidly cleared of toxic metals. Within a few hours, the metals are deposited in other tissues. So blood tests do not work well. A lot of doctors will do what we call challenge tests, where they will give you a chelating agent, and then they measure your urine actually before and after getting the chelation agent, and they find that very high levels of toxic metal will show up in the urine. But actually, hair analysis in the past few years has turned out to be the absolutely best way of diagnosing this. And the reason for that is that heavy metals actually interfere with the absorption, transport, and distribution of the essential trace minerals. And this can be readily observed in a good hair analysis. We like to use doctor's data in Chicago because they do an excellent job, and they measure a wide variety of essential minerals as well as toxic metals, and it's very easy to spot this trace mineral derangement. And in fact, looking at a hair analysis is really the only way you can see trace mineral derangement. We find that a lot of people, including a lot of physicians, do not actually know how to read these hair analyses properly. But there was a wonderful book that was released a couple of years ago by Dr. Andrew Cutler called Hair Test Interpretation. And this absolutely revolutionized the reading of hair tests, so that it makes it very simple for doctors now.
But most doctors still aren't doing this sort of testing, are they? I remember one time I went to a neurologist who did take a hair specimen looking specifically for arsenic because I had a peripheral neuritis. But, I mean, I don't think that this is routine at all with doctors unless they're looking for something specific, is it?
Well, it's really rare for doctors to do this. It's mostly the doctors who are working in integrative medicine or alternative medicine who utilize this testing.
Well, now, if you do find that somebody has heavy metal intoxication, mercury or aluminum or certainly some of the others that we've mentioned, which herbs and what sort of products are you using to actually chelate them? And what about intravenous chelation? Is there a place for that or certainly it's rectal suppositories?
Well, for intravenous chelation was actually developed for acute metal poisoning. And that's really a whole different areas, and that's where usually people are exposed in a work capacity, and they have acute exposure to a single toxic metal, and these intravenous agents are used in order to rapidly mobilize the toxic metals, and they can be life-saving. But 99% of the people we see are actually chronic metal poisoning. And that's a whole different animal, actually, because chronic metal poisoning usually involves exposure to multiple toxic metals. It actually involves a depletion of a very important substance in the body called glutathione, which is the body's main defense against toxic metals and against toxic chemicals. It's used for detoxifying these toxic substances. And it also is the body's main defense against oxidative stress. So this is a huge issue. It's also important for a proper thyroid function. So this is a critical substance, and many, many people will develop glutathione depletion. And unfortunately, this glutathione depletion tends to be associated with severe immune dysfunction. The immune system switches from what we call a TH1 mode to a TH2 mode. But what that really means is that the immune system is no longer able to actually kill intracellular pathogens. And the immune system uses white cells that make antibodies when it's depleted of glutathione, because the white cells that make nitric oxide are too toxic for the body. So those cells are put on hold. And this is the basis of many, or the most common forms of immune dysfunction, is this glutathione depletion. It's a tremendously important thing, and what we find is we like to, when we try to help someone with metal poisoning, we give them a chelation product that I formulated myself, which has glutathione precursors in it. And these precursors allow the body to make more glutathione and make it safe to mobilize these toxic metals. The product also has a variety of natural chelators, including things like cilantro and chlorella, and it has various important trace minerals like zinc and magnesium and selenium. And it has things like taurine. Taurine is a very important molecule because it protects the nervous system and the retina and also white cells. And it has glutamine, which is also a precursor for glutathione, but the glutamine protects the gastrointestinal tract, which is an important part of the immune system. So this is something that I developed over a number of years, and we find that it's very efficient. Now, I have to tell you that most of the oral chelators that are used that are not actually synthetic chemicals, most of them actually are synthetic chemicals. They use EDTA. And one of the problems with EDTA is that EDTA is not effective for mercury. And this is something that most people don't understand. And the reason it's not effective for mercury is that the toxic metals have a tremendous affinity for sulfur, especially mercury. And although EDTA has a strong affinity for mercury, that affinity is several orders of magnitude lower than the affinity of the mercury for the sulfur. So there's no way that the EDTA can mobilize the mercury from the tissues. And that is a commonly held fallacy.
What about IP6? Is the IP6 rice bran effective at all as far as chelation is concerned?
I really can't say.
All right, fine. We're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Alan Greenberg talking about heavy metal intoxication.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 14, 2008. Gold opened at $962.40. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $989.81, $487.40 for half ounce, and $243.70 for quarter ounce. That's $989.81, $487.40, $243.70.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Of autism.
You're talking now about, of course, the mercury that we find in vaccines. Is that, do you think that plays a part in it?
Oh, it certainly does. But I find that many of these people, many of these children will have very high levels of a number of different toxic metals. I think what happens first is that they're exposed to mercury in the womb because the mercury passes through the placenta and it accumulates in the fetus. And that's a huge problem. And then when these children get vaccines, and children are vaccinated at day one with this hepatitis vaccine, which I happen to think is criminal, because no child should be given mercury at day one. They have absolutely no defense against it whatsoever.
But, of course, I thought they'd taken the mercury out of the hepatitis B vaccine. Is it still there, are you suggesting, or was this prior to the removal?
Well, I'm suggesting that the mercury is used in the mercury may not be in the form of thimerosal, but it still has low levels of mercury because the mercury is actually used in the basic preparation stages. So if there is always some mercury in vaccines, and if not mercury, there will be aluminum and other toxic substances. So that is a huge problem.
Well, now, of course, how does this product you're talking about work on autistic children? Have you had a chance to use it with them?
Well, we have used it on some. We haven't used it on many, actually. We are seeing very promising results.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Alan Greenberg. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Dr. Greenberg was simply saying that he feels, of course, that the chronic metal poisonings can play an important part in chronic fatigue, which so many people have, and immune deficiency disorders, and certainly allergic disorders, which, of course, are involvement of the immune system. And then he was talking about autistic children. He thinks, of course, that the mercury in the vaccines given to mothers, why they would ever, in heaven's name, want to give a mercury-laden vaccine to a woman during the first trimester of pregnancy, but that is being recommended by your Centers for Disease Control at least whatever their agenda is, why they seem to be wanting to get as much mercury as they can into our people, and you have to ask yourself why. But be that as it may, certainly the children already have a dose of mercury in their developing brain before they're ever born, and then they want to give them the hepatitis B when, as soon as they're born. And certainly Dr. Greenberg says that there is still some residual mercury, maybe not very much, but there's some in there. And then, of course, when they're 6 months of age, they get their full dose of mercury in the influenza vaccine, and every year thereafter. And I was asking, of course, whether this product that he has developed works on the autistic. And do you want to just cover, you mentioned that you hadn't used it very much, and I'm wondering why.
Well, we had concentrated primarily on the adult population, but of course we began to get inquiries from people who had autistic children. And a number of them wanted to try it because it doesn't contain any harmful substances. And actually, we are starting to see some very promising results. The children are more communicative, they're calmer, they seem to be able to sleep better at night. So we are seeing a number of promising things.
Well, are you doing any challenge? In other words, you're checking the mercury in the urine to see if it's being excreted, or mercury in the stool to see if it's actually coming out of a child's brain.
Well, one of the things that we try to do is we have done urine and stool tests on people, and there's no question that the majority of the excretion occurs in the stool. Actually, probably 95% of it comes out in the stool, and that is a lot safer actually than having it come out in the urine, because people can get impairment of kidney function from having toxic metals come out in the urine. In fact, it's the high levels of toxic metals in the kidney that tend to cause high blood pressure. And toxic metals in the heart, of course, will cause cardiac failure, because when these mitochondria are poisoned, then the heart muscle is no longer able to pump vigorously. And the interesting thing is that, you know, heart failure is the most fatal condition, because 98% of people with heart failure die. And yet there is only a handful of cardiologists who will check for toxic metals. And that is absolutely astounding. It amazes me, because it's such an important source of cardiac malfunction.
Well, it's certainly interesting, because if it affects the thyroid can affect the cardiac function as well. And so it is one of the missed causes of congestive heart failure or other heart disease is hypothyroidism. And you're claiming that, of course, that the heavy metals can affect the thyroid as well.
That's exactly right. And they affect it in several ways. They deplete selenium in the body. They actually poison the hypothalamus, so that the hypothalamus is unable to release thyroid-stimulating hormone. And of course, that leads to false positive, negative results. In other words, the tests look normal when the person actually has a significant condition. So this is an enormous problem.
All right. Now, of course, are you pretty much alone in dealing with these, or are there doctors across the country who are zeroing in on the possibility of heavy metal poisoning as a cause of so many of the infirmities we're seeing?
Well, as time goes on, more and more doctors are learning about toxic metals. And, of course, we have a number of doctors who are using our product. You can read about this product on our website. It's
www.scienceformulas.com. Scienceformulas.com, okay.
And the product itself is called Kelorex, C-H-E-L-O-R-E-X. And you can find it on Kelorex.com.
All right, we're going to be back here in just a moment. Our special guest is Dr. Alan Greensburg. We're talking about heavy metals. When we get back, if you'd like to call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, right here at Radio Liberty.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Wake up, Protestant America. There is an ecumenical movement now being planned to join church and state. This confederation of evangelicals, Catholics, and Protestant denominations will form one huge political voting bloc. Their agenda is enforcement of religious worship and morality by legislation. Our forefathers wrote the Bill of Rights to guarantee all Americans this freedom, liberty of conscience. History and the Bible prove to them that these two systems, church and state, must be kept separate. It must be our love of God and of country that prompts or constrains us. This will change the character, not civil enforcement. From history, we saw that when church and state united, known as Papal Rome, religious intolerance resulted. This union would go directly contrary to the great principles of our nation. America and Papal Rome are uniting in this agenda. Protestant America, awake before it is too late. The prophecies are fast fulfilling. Jesus is coming soon. For free materials, call 888-211-1715 or write The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Dr. Alan Greensburg. Dr. Greensburg, would you like to get your website out again? If you have a telephone number or anything else you'd like to get, do you have anything written that people can get, or would it just be up on your website?
Well, there's a lot of material on the website. The website is www.scienceformulas.com. There's an 800 number that you can call, and you can ask for literature to be sent to you. And that number is 800-675-4568. It's 800-675-4568. The website has a wealth of material. I think that... And the other thing is, if you still have questions after you look at the website and after you read the material, you can call and either I myself or one of our other people will answer your questions.
All right, fine. So basically, it's scienceformulas.com and the telephone number again, 800-675-4568. Well, let's go to, we have John calling in from Michigan. Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, Doctor.
You have a question or comment?
Yes, is that Science Formula? I didn't get the last word on a website.
It's Science Formulas with an S.
Formulas.
Formulas.
Okay.
Oh, M-U-A-L-S?
Yes.
Okay, and doctor, my brother-in-law was diagnosed with esophagus cancer, and they genetically figured it out to be breast cancer at the Brzezinski Clinic. He was making screws for 30 years, and I'm sure the lubricants and the metal shavings were in the air. Now, this chelation that you have, his immune system is down right now, and he needs to get that up if he's going to fight this, right?
Well, that's correct. It's very important for his immune system to function. By the way, everyone that I've ever tested who works with metal, whether they're a machinist or whether they're a carpenter, a plumber, even painters, actually, every conceivable kind of work that involves working with metal results in metal poisoning.
Okay, so he could have a high level of metal that's keeping his body from fighting this cancer.
Well, is he seeing Dr. Brzezinski? What are they doing for him?
Well, they've got him on a minor chelation program, no radiation, but in 2 weeks my sister wants to, you know, get another evaluation to see if, you know, she can try the hydrazine sulfate direction. But if there's a heavy metal contamination there, I think that might help if they get rid of that, too.
All right. Well, I'd look into all aspects of it because it's, I think the important thing is to try to get him well, whatever you have to do. Anything else, John, before we let you go?
No, I'm just thankful. And that's the scienceformulas.com?
Scienceformulas.com, right.
And it is virtually certain that your relative has metal poisoning.
Yeah, 30 years of smashing metal, probably so.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much, John. And what part of Michigan are you in?
Traverse City, northern Michigan.
Okay, very good. You must be listening on... Okay, must be listening on shortwave then?
Yes, sir.
One other thing about northern Michigan is that there's arsenic in the water supply in northern Michigan.
Okay, thanks very much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But let's go to Bob, who's calling from Idaho. What part of Idaho are you calling from, Bob?
Do you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're coming through loud and clear.
Okay, yes. We live in southern Idaho, just outside of Pocatello.
Okay, fine.
But we have a question. You know, years ago they talked about aluminum pans, and obviously anything that's acid or base, either one is going to react here. But does he have any suggestions there? And then I'd like to ask him about the dental fillings that are amalgam. And
all right, fine. Well, it says the aluminum pans. Doctor, do you have any thoughts on aluminum pans?
Well, I think that using either glass pots and pans or enamel-coated pots and pans are far superior. Stainless steel is still a better choice than aluminum. Not as good as glass or ceramic.
All right, fine. And then, of course, Bob wanted to know about the fillings. What about dental fillings? Should we be concerned about them?
Well, dental fillings are a huge source of mercury poisoning. No matter what happens, I mean, you're exposed to it 24 hours a day. When you drink hot fluids or eat hot foods or chew, it releases more mercury. It's a major source of death and disease, actually. I recommend that people have their fillings replaced by a competent dentist who is well trained and has the proper equipment to do this.
Yeah,
not all dentists are well trained or have the proper equipment.
Yes, may I have a follow-up question there?
Well, could I just comment? If you're looking for a dentist who is trained, you go to the website of the International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology. That's www.iamedicine.org. IOMT, International Association of Oral Medicine Toxicology, and they will tell you a dentist in your area has been through training and will have the facilities for taking it out. What was your next question, Bob?
Yes, we have had, you know, dental work done before, and a little amalgam goes down your throat, and you can't help but wonder what the stomach acid will do with that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you should never, I mean, getting your fillings out is dangerous if it's not done properly, and people have gotten mercury intoxication from, the average dentist is not trained. The average dentist doesn't think there's anything wrong with mercury fillings, and you may have a decay next to a dental filling, so he'll just go ahead and grind that thing out and put in something else, but in the meantime, you get chronic toxicity, so this is a real problem. But what's the next problem, Dave?
Dr. Stan?
Yes, go ahead.
One important thing that people can do is to take the Kelerex for a couple of months before they have their fillings replaced. And the reason for that is that it actually lowers the body burden of mercury, and it makes it much safer for them.
What period of time is this? I guess this is an oral chelation of some sort, is it?
Right. And we recommend that people take the Kelerex for a couple of months before they have the fillings replaced, and then continue to take the Kelerex during the time that their fillings are being replaced and for a few months afterwards as well.
Yeah, I have noticed in my own dental work, you know, we're trying to get by, but that we have, you know, a amalgam inlay, a silver inlay, I guess they call it.
Yeah, but still, that's simply to confuse you. It's really a toxic mercury filling, and they all are. And so
we understand, you know, like you say, dentists don't always agree with this, but you know, I note this because I do have gold, some gold caps in my mouth, but I noticed that right off the bat. You know, I suppose the chemistry of the mouth causes it, but right off the bat, that mercury inlay is covered with a gold color, so there is apparently some sort of ion transfer of the gold, electrolytic or whatever, on top of that mercury, and I've often wondered if this has helped sealing the mercury in there, causing some other problem.
I would get them out if I were you. Anything else you want to say, Bob, before we go on to the next call?
We enjoy your program, Dr. Stan. Another question, quick. What's the American Dental Association say about this whole thing?
As little as possible.
they have a vested financial interest in it, and they're crooked.
Well, we've had mercury in our mouth for what, 60 years,
and look at what's happened to the incidence of cancer during that period of time. Look what's happened to the incidence of diabetes during that time. Look what's happened to the incidence of so many of the chronic degenerative diseases since we started getting it. Do you realize that at the beginning of the 19th century, one person in 33 got cancer, and today it's one in two or three.
Well, the average lifespan back there was only about 40 years. That's right.
Anyway, thanks very much for calling.
Thank you. Appreciate your show.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Marcelo, who's calling from Salinas. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Marcelo, go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm one of your biggest fans. I wanted to ask Dr. Alan Greenberg to repeat what he was saying. He was mentioning some product, Curex. Could he spell it? And I have a son who's 14 with severe autism, and he doesn't take any sort of tablets. Is this in liquid form? And I also have a 17-year-old with Asperger's. Would that benefit him also? I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ellen. The rest of the question, would these products benefit a 14 and 17-year-old? If it's 14 with autism, 17 with Asperger's. With the less severe form of disease, should they have, you know, is there doctors in this area that could get the hair analysis, and then we want you to spell the product.
Right. Well, obviously the first thing to do is to get a hair analysis, and you can purchase a hair analysis on our website at thescienceformulas.com, and that will show you if there is metal toxicity, either high levels of the toxic metals or in people with trace mineral derangement, the ability of the body to excrete the toxic metals is impaired, so that you can infer the presence of the toxic metals from seeing the trace minerals arrangement. So that's important. The product itself is called Chelorex, C-H-E-L-O-R-E-X. And you can go to either Chelorex.com or scienceformulas.com.
All right, fine. Of course, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Dr. Greenberg, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, how long have you been doing this, Dr. Greenberg?
Well, about 20 years now.
Really, about 20? Whereabouts is your practice?
Well, actually, at this point, I am not in full-time practice.
Okay.
Anymore. And I do have a health education practice now, and I teach people how to get well. I'm located in Maryland.
I see. You're on the other side of the country.
Right.
But, of course, certainly the idea that we are exposed to many metals, and I'm sure we really are. In fact, we're exposed to metals and pesticides and all sorts of things that really can attack those poor old mitochondria, and, of course, is one reason why we're having as much disease as we have. And the fact that we're getting all these injections with heavy metals in them, and certainly when you take your vaccines, you get your full dose of aluminum right along with that. And I mean, these children are getting 30 or 40 or 50 vaccines by the time they're 6 or 8 years old, each one, of course, containing one or another metal that can have an impact upon them. Even though aluminum is not a heavy metal, it certainly does have a serious toxic effect, doesn't it?
It certainly does. You know, Dr. Stan, there's another factor that makes this metal poisoning epidemic so bad, and that is the enormous amount of chemicals in the environment. We have close to a million chemicals that have been synthesized, and many of which are in common use. And chemicals and metals both require the same detoxification systems in the body, so that if you have large amounts of toxic chemicals, that makes it difficult for the body to detoxify the toxic chemicals. Also, the toxic chemicals, all these synthetic chemicals, are also mitochondrial poisons. And along with trans fats, those three classes of substances, the trans fats, the toxic chemicals, and the toxic metals, are all very serious mitochondrial poisons. And that's a huge source of illness in our country.
Well, of course, will these oral chelator have any influence upon the chemicals that are out there?
Well, we find that if you can raise the glutathione levels, and our product does, in fact, raise glutathione levels, and it reverses this trace mineral derangement, then the body is able to start processing the chemicals as well as the metals. So it's an important issue.
All right, fine. So basically there's so many people, and so many people really are having these, one or another, these chronic fatigue-like syndromes. Do you think the incidence of chronic fatigue syndrome is increasing in our country?
Well, it's certainly not decreasing. I mean, I think it's an enormous problem, and we see that so many people coming down with this, and for many years, of course, people were labeled as being kooks. They were said, "Oh, these are maladjusted, neurotic people, and there's nothing really wrong with them." Well, nothing could be further from the truth. This is a real condition.
All right, fine. Well, I know, I'm sure that it is a very real condition, and of course, what pretty disturbed me so much is the Center for Disease Control has done everything they could to keep from trying to find out what was really going on. The Congress will authorize money, and the CDC refuses to use it for analysis of chronic fatigue syndrome. There's a wonderful book called, Osler's, it was by Hillary Johnson. Anyway, it was Osler's Web, I think it was the title of it. And certainly it was a book we carried for many, many years, going into the background of chronic fatigue. And they didn't have a solution, but the one thing you got reading that book was that there were people in our government who were doing everything they could to keep from finding out the cause of this terrible and disabling disease that affects probably at least a million Americans who are totally disabled by chronic fatigue, another million with Lyme disease, probably 2 million with fibromyalgia. Have you had any luck with fibromyalgia with this treatment?
Well, raising the glutathione levels and decreasing the oxidative stress, which happens when you remove the toxic metals, this will have a very beneficial effect on fibromyalgia. And as I said before, the large amount of free radicals that are formed in the mitochondria stimulate a huge amount of inflammatory cytokine release, and these inflammatory substances are a major cause of fibromyalgia.
All right, fine. Well, again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Our guest has been Dr. Alan Greensburg. And, of course, one more time, would you like to get your telephone number out there?
The number is 1-800-675-4568. 1-800-675-4568.
Will you hold on for just a minute here, please?
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Doctor.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is, of course, Dr. Alan Greensburg. And, of course, you've heard his presentation as far as heavy metal intoxication. I'm sure this is a problem, probably very much underreported. Now, we do have a number of books that we have going to the background of things that you need to know about medically. Of course, our favorite book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock. That's Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life by Dr. Russell Blaylock. We actually have a four-tape set of Why Him Life-Saving Secrets. We have another DVD that he made on nutrition and behavior. That's nutrition and behavior. And we recommend all of his material. He also has two more of the books we carry. Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. That's Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. And Excitotoxins, the Taste That Kills. Dr. Blaylock also puts out an internationally circulated a newsletter through Chris Ruddy. And, of course, you can go up on Dr. Blaylock's website. You can Google it in, and I recommend the newsletter. I read it every month when it comes. But, of course, one of these days we're going to get a lot of his other material together and put it into four tape sets because it is invaluable. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that many of you out there will want to get a book we have on magnesium. We have a four-tape set on magnesium. We have a book on the miracle of magnesium. And why is magnesium so important? Well, it's essential for almost everything that you do and for the metabolism of your heart. And most people in America are magnesium deficient. So let me suggest that. We've got a four-tape set on iodine, and if you haven't heard that, certainly iodine is very, very important. Most people are iodine deficient, as they are mercury deficient. And then, of course, you'd like to know more about the products. We actually have a health catalog, and it lists all the products that Barbara and I take on a regular basis, and iodine and magnesium are two of those things. And as you know, I'm 79, going on 80, but going strong, and I hope most people in the audience, when you get to be my age, are doing as well as we are. And I don't know whether it's those medicines we take, but we certainly wouldn't offer anything we didn't think was well worthwhile. So if you'd like to get a copy of our health catalog, you can give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get the four-tape set by Dr. Blaylock, the Life-Saving Health Secrets, if you'd like to get the book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. We recommend these, and we recommend them very strongly. One of the greatest scams of modern times is the statin drugs, and we have a book on statin drugs. We have a four-tape set on statin drugs, and, of course, they really do a great deal of good for the shareholders of the company that sells them. But if you look at the difference between the people who die with Lipitor and without Lipitor, they tell you it's 30%. Well, that means the difference between three people who die per 100 or two people who die per 100. That they call that 30%. How do you get 30% of the difference between 3% and 2%? Well, it's called creative medicine. You create a need. They tell you what a wonderful it is. It's going to save your life. And then you find maybe there's a 1% difference, and that's probably related to the anti-inflammatory effect. You'd probably get the same thing from aspirin or from one of the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. And, of course, all sorts of complications associated with the statin drugs. And your doctor just doesn't know. And I say this not critically of the doctors. They're good people who want to help you, but believe me, there's a tremendous amount of money that's being spent or to get the doctors to give you those drugs or to get you to buy them. And, of course, they're very, very little benefit. And then, of course, I have a book called by Marcia Angel. It's What You Should Know About the Drug Companies, I think the title, but you could ask for the book by Marshall Angel, formerly the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine on the staff at Harvard University. And she tells you what the drug companies are doing. You really need to have this information. And, of course, there's so much else we could talk about. Genetically modified foods. We do have a four-tape set on genetically modified foods. Ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning you and your family. You better get the bottom of it. You better get the information. We've got books on genetically modified food. Our telephone number.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees and limited...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
USA Radio News. I'm Greg Moore. Three British Muslims.